the dear apostle had so many of the churches laid in his heart, and so many of those that were in the churches laid in his heart, and how he prays for them and gives thanks to God always for you, making mention of you in our prayers. And you see, not only was the apostle a real praying man, but too there were those here, even in the church in Thessalonica, that were real praying characters. And what a value that is to a church, to a family, and what a great value it is to a village or a town or a city. I remember when the late Mr. Leslie Rowell was buried at his funeral, the late Mr. Woodcraft spoke of how even the city of Leicester had suffered a great loss, because the Lord had removed from them a real praying exercise man. And we think of those in Thessalonica that were men of prayer. And what a mercy that is in this dark and solemn day. There still are those men and women of prayer. But there's a few things I just want to name in this chapter briefly. He not only commits them to the Lord and prays earnestly for them, but he says, remembering without ceasing your work of faith and labour of love and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ in the sight of God our Father. He could wonderfully observe in them living faith in gracious exercise, and to their labour of love. And what a mercy that is when faith is in gracious exercise. We're told in the Word by the Apostle in Hebrews that without faith it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And you see, when we seek to pray, do we not pray because faith in us believes the Lord will give the answer? You know, when Hannah prayed for her Samuel, she believed the Lord would grant it, though it looked an absolute impossibility naturally. And the Lord gave her a request. And then he speaks of labour of love. And oh, are there not many that labour in Zion in love? Really, every time a true God-sent servant goes forth to preach, his labour should be in love. And we do all things in vain, the Word of God says, except we do all things in love. And what a mercy when love abounds. And he speaks of that labour of love, that the labour of love that they had to the apostle, and in providing for him in many ways, and holding him up at the throne of grace. And then the labour of love. I remember old Mrs. Chapman, that's Alf Chapman's mother. For many years she cleaned the chapel. I think it was nearly 60 years. And she said to me once, I used to visit her quite often, and She said to me once, you know, I've had some sweet times on my knees scrubbing the chapel floor. She said, the Lord so filled me with his love, with his blessing. She said, not only was the floor wet with the washing of the water, but she said it was wet with tears of how she wrestled with the Lord and how the Lord answered her petition. And she said, you know, she said, I did it in love. And in many ways, you see, in doing different things for the Lord's people, it should be a labour of love and for God's house. And then he says, and patience of hope in the Lord, in our Lord Jesus Christ, that those patiently waiting, hoping for the Lord's appearing, where they were here in Thessalonica. And then he speaks of them. He says, knowing, brethren, beloved, your election of God. You see, these were here that he writes to, God's elect children, chosen in Christ before the foundation of the world. Does it exercise us that we may be found among his elect people? We are told in the word, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. And then we find, and much could be said upon each verse, but oh, how he says here, for our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Ghost and in much assurance. We think of our late dear friend Mrs. Sayers. She, when I preached from that clause, in much assurance, just before she died, you know, she spoke to me about it in Bethesda. She said, you know, when you preached it, I needed that assurance. And she said, the Lord has given me that sweet assurance. And we think of it here, he says, in much assurance. But how do we receive the word? The gospel is a blessed word. It came not in word only, but also in power. You know, that's what we need continually, isn't it? The power of the word. Because when the word is with power, it have a blessed effect. It'll lift the sinner right out of their darkness. It'll lift the child of God above the things of this earth. And when it's with power, oh, the blessedness and suitability and preciousness of the word with power. And do we not need that word to be applied with power so we never forget it? You know, it's written on the fleshy tables of the heart, isn't it? The word with power. Have we got a few in our hearts that are locked there? Receive with power. And we've never forgotten the power of the word. And then he speaks in the Holy Ghost. You see, it's he that conveys the blessing down. It's he that quickens the soul into life. It's he that can take the word and seal it in our soul. And then he speaks, and ye became followers of us and of the Lord. Just like Ruth followed Naomi, which we looked at on Lord's Day. Having received the word in much affliction. There's no doubt that some of those in Thessalonica were walking through much affliction. But oh, the word was made life and power to them in those afflictions with joy of the Holy Ghost. Well, just a brief word, then I must leave it. But that last two verses I thought were very precious, really. For they themselves show of us what manner of entering in we had unto you, and how ye turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God. You see, the Lord had brought them out of so many idols and brought them to serve him with all their heart. And then he says, and to wait for his Son from heaven, thou art to be found amongst those that were waiting for the precious Son of God, like Simeon, like Anna, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, which delivered us from the wrath to come. He exhorts them to ever look to the dear Redeemer, the Lord Jesus, who would save them from the wrath to come. May we have that sweet assurance that he has saved us with an eternal salvation. Well, may the Lord bless these few rambling remarks.